Welcome to Not Over, Just Different. I'm your host, Natalie Ledwell, founder of Mind Movies, the ultimate personal development tool to visualize and achieve your greatest life. This podcast is for women who are looking for inspiration and guidance as they navigate the changes that come through moving through the various stages of life, or for anyone asking themselves, who do I want to be? Now, on this transformational show, I'll be talking to inspiring people from all walks of life about their stories of how they faced and overcame life's challenges in powerful ways. These are raw, candid conversations, often not shared until now. We'll be discussing topics like health, relationships, life's transitions, aging gracefully, and learning to see life from a fresh new perspective. We explore what it means to continually grow and evolve as your world changes and live a fulfilling life. As well, we'll provide you with amazing tools and resources to help you move through change with courage and resilience. So if you're ready to take the plunge and start your journey to becoming your most powerful, authentic self, then join me, Natalie Ledwell, on Not Over, Just Different, for insightful conversations about how to tackle life's new chapter. So one of the questions that came through this week in the My Movies community was that about how to make the decision on what direction to take, especially when you're looking at going into a new business, a new career, or something like that. And particularly this person said, look, I am looking for an online opportunity. And since I've been doing that, I've got all of these emails and all these, you know, ads and things are popping up in my feed about, you know, online opportunities and how to make money online. And their question was, is this the universe, you know, showing me that this is exactly what I should do? Now, the answer to that is yes and no. And there's something that I really wanted to explain so that you get an understanding of how the algorithm and how things work online so that you know that you understand what's happening. Because I work online, I think everybody knows this, but it came up that this person had no idea, and I'm like, okay, maybe there's more people out here, so I really wanted to talk to you about this. So the way that the algorithm and everything is set up online right now is that whatever you click on, whatever you show interest in, then there's like a little pixel. There's like a targeting pixel that's put on a lot of these different posts and different advertising things so that they can track what your interests are. And it's not just what you click on online. It's not just your browser history, but it's also, believe it or not, if you say something around your phone, then you'll start to see these things popping up in your feed and in advertisements online as well. You know, there's a meme going around that says, you know, if you want something particular for, you know, Christmas, just talk about what you want around your husband's phone and, you know, then all those ads will come up for him. Now, it sounds a little creepy, but this is exactly what happens. And so it's trying to, number one, feed you everything that you want so that you spend more time online. And it's trying to feed what is of interest to you so it can create more engagement. When you look at all of the social media platforms, there are so many different little strategies and little features that are there that are specifically designed to have you addicted, to have you staying online for longer periods of time because they need your eyeballs, and to create more engagement. Even when you look at someone like Mind Movies, or myself, you know, we are always looking for different headings, different subject lines, different little catches to get you to watch the videos. Now, I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm putting out a lot of, you know, positive information out there, but normally at the end of my positive information, I will have a call to action. I will have something like, you know, opt in for a free book or opt in for whatever, because I want to, you know, be able to help you. I want to give you resources. And yes, down the track, I'd like to get you into some of my programs to help you more. Now, of course, that's going to help me make money. That's my business model. But I feel like I'm giving you a lot of value for that. So when you're looking for like an online business, let's get back to the original question. And you've got all these different, you know, opportunities that are coming up. The question is, well, how do I choose which is the right one? Now, the way that you do that is to be very clear about what it is that you want. What is the type of business that you want? What are the hours? What are you good at? What are the things that you want to do? What is something that's really going to help you feel good, feel passionate about what you're doing, and love all of that? So if any of these, you know, ads and these, you know, things that are coming up and emails that are coming in, if they fit that criteria, then it's worth investigating. Now, I didn't say yes straight away. I said it's worth investigating, because sometimes when you can pull on that thread and go, okay, well, this is interesting. Let me just, you know, have a look at this. And you might go down and go, okay, well, this company is not reputable. This is not, you know, the kind of thing that I want. And when I say investigate, I mean really look at what is the company, what is the product, you know, what are there any testimonials? Search for any kind of other, especially through Google, if there's anyone else saying anything about the company or the product itself, make sure that you investigate all of that. You know, if there's great reviews, great. You know, and then again, just, you know, don't jump in boots at all. Make sure that you know, you just got to put your toe in and go, okay, well, let me, you know, look at what this might be. So, in a way, it makes it a lot easier these days, because if you are interested in an opportunity like that, it actually does come to you, which makes things a whole lot easier. But you want to make sure that you're very careful about and understand why that's coming to you as well. Yes, the universe wants you to be successful, and there's a lot of opportunities, but it's also being aided and assisted by the algorithm and by how everything is set up online. So that's, you know, super important. So I really wanted you to know that. The other question that kept coming up a lot this week was around how do we stay positive when everyone around us is negative? This is a fairly common question. And for me, I've realized that at the moment, and I don't know whether this is your experience, but this is definitely my experience, that most of the people that I know, especially people who are in business and entrepreneurs, are doing it a little tough this year. And it's not just business. You know, there are health issues, family issues. You know, there's a whole ton of things that are going on right now. And honestly, it in some instances, it feels like to me that everyone's got some kind of challenge that they're facing at the moment. So there could be something astrologically happening or something, I don't know. But it is very challenging to be in an environment right now where everyone is positive, because there seems to be a lot of challenge happening. So there's a couple of things that you can do in this instance. Number one, you want to recognize that, you know, everyone is going through something challenging, so you kind of got to understand that. Now, there are going to be some friends that will want to vent, which is great, and it's great to, you know, hold that space and, you know, let them vent, but realize that they're just getting everything out and it's not directed personally at you. When we start to take on the energy of others, this is when it can be a challenge for us to keep our frequency high and keep our energy high. So, you know, you also want to be in a space where you can hold that space. You know, if you're in a kind of a low space yourself and you have someone else that wants to vent, you just go, look, you know, I'm not like, I can't really do that right now, but let's chat a little bit later, or let's chat tomorrow when, you know, when I'm kind of in a better space. You know, you really got to look after your own energy in that regards as well. If you have someone who is regularly and consistently showing up in a low frequency, then it's really important that you limit your time with them. When you limit your time, it's not like you're cutting them out of your life, especially if they're a family member, because it can be very challenging just to walk away from that relationship. But what you're doing is you're safeguarding your own energy, so that when you are with them, that you can be like Teflon, so that, you know, they can be having their own thing going on, but it's not affecting you. Because I know that when you're in those situations and it's family especially, you know, we have such a, you know, lifelong emotional attachment, you know, to our family members that it's difficult not to take it personally. And we've got to remember that, you know, everyone's got their own thing, their own challenges that they're facing, and just realize that, because that's super important that we do that too. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you just before I go today is, you know, how do we keep our energy high? How do we keep moving forward when everything seems to be a challenge right now? Because this is, again, the other thing that was coming up this week. You know, having a system or having a daily practice, I think, is really important in times like this. Because even myself, I can find myself sometimes if something's a bit of a challenge, things aren't happening as quickly as I would like them to, that I can spiral into, you know, negative emotions, frustration, impatience, you know, I can feel all of those. And what stops me from spiraling and staying in those low frequency emotions is my daily practice and is the system that I follow. So in the morning, you know, what I recommend is that you find time when you're feeling good, when you're feeling, you know, energetic and feeling healthy and you're going, right, okay, this is what my morning practice is going to be. Now, you don't have to do it the same way every single day. You can mix it up for sure. But for me, my morning practice has these components. It has exercise, it has education, it has gratitude, and it has meditation. And I don't do them the same all the way, at the same time, same way all the time. And even like with my exercise, I'll mix that up as well. Because if you're doing it the same thing and you're just going through the motions, then you're kind of just living Groundhog Day. You kind of want to mix it up. But make sure that you start your day on a great foundation like that. Because, you know, when I get out of bed, I'm instantly going into, you know, into my routine, going into, you know, what it is that I'm doing. And that puts me in a high frequency. And so when something comes up during the day, I can handle it easier. You know, I don't get, you know, it doesn't take me out at the knees. You know, and I'm sure that if you've been feeling that, just design what it is that you want to do in your morning practice. And when you first start this, you may want to, even the night before you go to bed, go, okay, what am I going to do in the morning? What's my practice going to be in the morning? And you may not do all of the things every single morning, but as long as you're doing some of the things every single morning, and even if it's just one thing every morning, you are starting the day on a positive note. And that makes a massive difference to your energy. And decide the night before. So your subconscious mind is mulling over that. So when you wake up the next morning, you're good to go. You've already decided what you're going to be doing and you get up and that's what you do. That really helps a lot. And as for the system, well, for those of you who haven't had the opportunity to read my book, my best-selling book, it's called Never in Your Wildest Dreams. You can kind of see a little bit of it up here in the, on the wall here. This is my family used the cover of the galley that they all got to read and framed it for me, which is really lovely. But the Never in Your Wildest Dreams is fiction. It's a transformational story, but it actually shows you my heroine, Catherine, her whole journey going through the system, figuring out what her values are, who she is, you know, how she got into the place that she was, how she made the choices of where to go next and what choices to make and the direction to go in life. And you get to see it played out in a real life situation, so that it really helps, you know, for that system to sink in, and makes it easier for you to embody it, because you can understand what that looks like, you know, playing out in real life, so to speak. So if you go to notoverjustdifferent.com/book, from there you can download a free copy. It's an ebook version of the book. Not only do you get the book itself, but at the end of each chapter, there is a little QR code or a little URL that you click on, and it takes you through to a video of me going, okay, inside the chapter. This is, I explain what the character is going through, what the life lessons are, how that applies to your life. And then I also give you some little tools and things as well that you can download that's going to help you on that journey. because, you know, our personal growth journey is not really meant to be easy. It's not really meant to be perfect. I think it is perfect in its imperfection, but we're always going to come across challenges. That is always going to happen. But for me, that's where the beauty is. That's where the juice is. Because every time I hit a challenge or an obstacle of some kind, I get the opportunity to learn and grow and expand and step even more into the version of myself that I need to be able to achieve this next goal in my life. So expect these challenges as they come along. Really relish in the lesson or the expansion that you get to experience through that. And I do encourage you to download the ebook. It is a pretty quick read, but I know that it can really help you understand how a lot of these concepts work and how the system works in real life. So that's notoverjustdifferent.com/book. And thank you for joining us on the podcast this week. And I look forward to chatting to you all again next week. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Not Over, Just Different. If you've been inspired by this episode and want to take the next step in your journey, be sure to check out our welcome pack. It's a great way to start your own personal development journey with the help of our amazing community. Next week, we'll be back with even more inspiring stories and practical advice for anyone ready to take on their next chapter in life, feeling fully empowered and full of passion for the journey ahead. And be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast by visiting notoverjustdifferent.com. Also, a 5-star rating and review makes a huge difference in helping us get the word out. We'll talk to you again next week. Until then, keep living your best life.